It's summer camp season. Area Voices tells the arts, culture, and history stories of northern Minnesota. In this segment, producer Katie Carter stops by a fiddle camp.
It's more than just the music. It's really, we try to make it an overall experience with, you know, art. And a group, this year a group called Kaylee, Celtic music group, came in and demonstrated their music and instruments, so they got to see that. They also are taking dance lessons this year from a dance instructor. So it's really, to me, it seems like the perfect kind of summer music experience.
Some kids head off to camps where they pitch tents and live in the wilderness. Some kids go to sports camps or science camp, language camp. And this week in Bemidji at the Headwaters School of Music and the Arts, fiddle camp is going on. So I headed over there and I checked it out.
Is that a violin?
This is a viola.
Okay.
So a viola is pretty much just a mix between a cello and a violin. So it looks a lot similar to a violin in the way that you hold it up on your shoulder. It's a little bit wider and a little bit longer, and it has the same strings as a cello. So the cello has strings C, G, D, A, and the violin has strings G, D, A, E. I'm Aiden. I play the viola. I've been playing it for 2 years now, and I am 12.
So is this your first year at camp?
This is. I learned about it from my orchestra teacher at the middle school, Miss Grandin, and she made it sound really fun, and it's a lot of fun, yeah.
What are you loving about it?
Just kind of the variety of music. I haven't really been able to play any hard, fun songs like Tamlin. That's a fun song. Tamlin, yeah.
Tamlin. And they're all kind of like Irish jig.
Yeah,
style
Scottish
music.
Kind of. Yeah.
So they're fun.
Mm-hmm.
Jenna Watson is the fiddle camp director here at Headwaters School of Music and the Arts. And you've been coming back up here for four?
This is my fourth year. I love how all the kids come together no matter what ages they are. And there's such an age range. It's just amazing that they can all get along together and help each other everywhere from age 7 to age 16. And this is a really unique thing. I haven't seen this at other camps that I've taught at before. There's something about this community of kids that is just, they're really special, and I love coming back every year for it.
Why do you think camps like this are important with kids as far as their musical experiences go?
For one thing, the age range is a really good thing for them to see older kids, the younger kids to see older kids and see how far they can take their playing, and they're really good role models for them, I think. And just to feel like they can play with a group of older kids is a really great experience for them. And the older kids, too, feeling that they can be mentors. Plus, it's just really such fun music that for a summer experience, I think it provides that sort of freshness of repertoire. And it's just something a little different than mm-hmm. they get during the school year with their more classical music. And I think the fun thing about these, too, is that the kids have the ability to make arrangements, their own arrangements of them. We give them a lot of leeway, you know, to come up with their own roadmaps, their own versions of them. And it's just so great to see them be able to use their creativity and imagination to come up with really fun things. We also have, this year we're doing kind of a Celtic clan theme, and all of the groups are in clans, and they have to make their own clan badges. In fact, all the kids made a clan badges, kind of based on a Scottish or Irish clan, and then they're all making their own tartans. And it's been really fun because that's sort of a separate artistic element to it, too.
I'm Ryan. I play the violin, and I've been playing it for 4 years now. I'm 11. I started when I was like in third grade or fourth, I don't remember. The dance classes are really cool because you get to learn like all the steps and the moves. Sometimes when you make a mistake, it doesn't exactly count for it because everybody's just moving at the same time. So you can just, like, if you're, like, spinning in a circle with your group that you're dancing with, it's kind of like you can spin whatever way. But sometimes when you have to follow the right moves, because then it kind of, you just goof up, because then it just makes it all weird. I decided to come here because my mom loves when she listens to me play the violin, and she thinks it's really pretty. So she decided to have me come here so I could learn more challenging songs.
I like the variety of songs.
Okay, tell me more.
Like, we play all sorts of different songs every day, and we get new music. And then at home, we get to practice it, and it gives us something to focus on.
How old are you, and what's your name?
9, and my name is Joey Kim. I've been playing for 5 years.
My name is Maya Prim, and I've been playing for almost 4 years now. I'm 11. I love Fiddle Camp because a bunch of people get together and they can just make beautiful music, and it's just so cool how people can work together to make that sound with their instruments.
My name is Marley Euland. I'm 11 years old. I play the cello, and I've been playing it for almost 4 years.
What do you love about the cello?
Well, I mean, it sounds like way deeper than the violin, and I just like the sound, and it's really fun to play. I really like playing in a big group and in the small groups. I just really like playing fiddle music. It's really, really, really fun.
Do you think you'll keep playing like all through high school and college and that kind
yeah.
of thing?
I think I'm gonna play the cello for a really long time.
What's your name?
Shelby Norden. I'm 9.
Is the music different than what you would play at school or in your regular lessons?
Yes. Because I'm usually doing most Suzuki songs, but now that when I'm going to fiddle camp, I'm mostly playing fiddle songs.
What's a Suzuki song like?
It's a little calmer and a little more legato.
Slower?
Yeah.
Okay.
My name is Sawyer, and I'm 9 years old. And I play the fiddle and the mandolin. My main instrument is the fiddle, but I broke my wrist, so I cannot play the fiddle. I can play the mandolin, though, which is good. I've been playing for about 5 years now, and I like coming to fiddle camp. I just love music. It's probably one of my favorite things in life, especially fiddle music. Fiddle, bluegrass, you know, that kind of stuff.
And what do you love about that kind of music as opposed to the classical, which I'm sure you love too in its own way?
Yep, I do. I started out playing classical, Suzuki method, and I went to fiddle camp here 4 years ago, and that got me hooked on fiddle music.
It's really playful.
Yes, it is. It's quite playful.
And light.
Yep. Yes, so. Yep.
Do you have a favorite song?
A favorite song here that we're playing? Probably Tamlin. I hope we're doing that at the concert. I love that song, Tamlin.
The kids learned dozens of songs this week. They learned contra dancing, and they learned how to play improv style with people of varying skill levels. They learned to push themselves musically, and they had fun doing it. And they met new friends along the way. Summer Fiddle Camp. You just don't know what you're going to find in the Northwoods of Minnesota. I'm Katie Carter. You're listening to Area Voices on Northern Community Radio.
Area Voices made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the people of Minnesota.